Jason.
Hey, Dan, this is Paul. I just woke up. Hey, I know your equipment is down and everything.
Hey, I can feel like everything going, so
I thought that maybe you can just do the tape without me. No major deal, right? People hate me, right? Look, why don't you go ahead and do the tape without me, and we'll give people a rest, you know, on my behalf and on your behalf. Well, who's the... Ben, hey, what are you doing? Get out of here! Hey, I want to sleep! Hey, get away from me! No, get out! Wait a minute! Don't drag me! Get out of here!
Interlock. Begin. Activate. Imagination sequence. Initiate. Transpositioning mode. Lock.
Who are those people? And here's Paul.
Hey, I brought my...
Wait a minute, Dad. I can't do this. I brought my phone with me and everything. This is terrible.
Wait, let's face it. The fans need a rest, and so do I. Can I go to sleep?
I thought you were part of the Phone Actors Guild.
Yeah, that's Telephone Actors Guild, the tag. We always follow people. That's why we're not original.
I thought that was the FP.
I didn't know you could even think, Dan. Listen, people, I want to rest. Please tell them. Phone in your comments.
7-7-6-6-6-1-1-1.
What do you want? What talking duel, about? Listen, duel. Tell people. Tell Dan you don't want to hear me. Please, I want to get out of here. Help me, people.
Doing it again, folks. Shucks.
Is this where we put the do it, folks?
Do what?
Hi, I've got a message for Dan Duelface. Now, I was just thinking, you know, people tell me that he put on this network, you know, just for people to have fun and everything. Well, why did he do that for? I mean, I didn't spend money on that, you know? But I guess it's really nice of you, and I appreciate it since it's been going on for such a long time, and we all love it. And I'm also wondering, how old are you? Some people tell me that you're 47, some other person told me you're 18. Another lady told me that you're 65 and ready for retirement. When I hear your voice on the tapes and stuff, I can tell that you're not, you know, ready for retirement or anything. But still, I'd like to know what you look like and, well, how you got this idea for a telephone network and how you went about it, because it's really a good idea. And I know you have a lot of different, you know, whatever you call it, lines, numbers and stuff, like 761-3825. And every time I talk to somebody, they're real nice and they don't sound like they're calling just for kicks and stuff like that. You know, it's really fun. But still, I think we'd all like to know what you look like, how tall you are, color eyes, your age, your marital status, if you're eligible, and how you got that wild imagination to put on this telephone network. I think you're very smart, and I'm sure everybody loves you. So why don't you give us a little bit, tiny bit more information on you, like how old you are, how tall, you know, I said before. Because I know that I'm sitting here with my sister, and I'm sitting here, when I first found out about this telephone network, I was with my friend Terry and her friend Sean, and we just, you know, couldn't figure out why you did this, and how you got the wild idea, and what you look like, yes, what you look like. So please tell us, because we're going crazy. You know, for like 2 years, nobody's ever found out what you look like except for your friends. So please, give a picture to a magazine or something. We have to see what you look like. Thanks so much. This is Whitney from Sherman Oaks.
You know, that's phony laugh. We did this twice so far.
Twice? Wait a minute. That's a real laugh. Wait a minute there.
As Brian says, flattery will get you everywhere.
Can you believe that? Wait a minute here. Can you believe that? She wants to know what he looks like. What does he look like?
I would if I were hearing my voice.
But you won't go into that. Anyway, listen, why don't you want to know what I look
actually,
like?
Actually, I'm in love with
myself.
Get your
hand away from the mic. Yes, he's an ego triple mania, just like the Brian Feedback-a-thonic.
Dual mania.
Wait a minute. Now, seriously, people, I'm going to answer every one of your questions, okay?
Okay, starting with one.
When? What does he look like? We won't go into it. We won't talk about it. How tall is he?
No. If you want to know what I look like, you can come to the party at December 28th.
That's right.
The dual phase party.
We already know about that bomb. Listen, how tall is he? He's 5'7", as in 57. 57. And does he have eyes? Yes, he has eyes. How old is he?
18? Eyes are brown.
He's 18 years old, aren't you, Dan?
Ever
since the day you were born, 18 Virgin. Years ago. Shut up, that's non-talkable on this line. Marital status, yes, he is a millionaire, or when he finds a millionaire, that's when he'll be one. And is he eligible? Please state what you had in mind for that, right. And imagination? Gets all his ideas from me. Is he smart? Yes, he is a smart. Actually, yes, and love. You like that guy? You kidding me? I guess you are. Look, well, if you wanted to see a picture of Dan, you could have picked one up in the L.A. Weekly. I mean, what are you talking about, people? Anyway, Dan's a great guy, and, well, he'll really appreciate your flattery. How much did you pay her, Dan?
About $2,600.
I thought it was $5,700.
Well, hello there. This is Dave of Culver City, and it's the 11th of September, and it's after 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, when this comet is being played, school has already started. Wouldn't you believe it? I mean, the summer has gone by really fast, and I must admit it's been a pretty good summer of telephone entertainment, and I hope all you did have wonderful times swimming and going to camp and all that kind of stuff. And, well, as the fall comes, of course, so does the coming of new television shows. So does the coming of new programming on radio, and so does the coming of a new telephone line. It's called Your Line. It's in Van Nuys, and it's run by John Van Nuys and Joe of Studio City. And it's at 989-3680. It's 989-3680. It's out there in Van Nuys, and you might want to check it out. And, oh, well, what more can I say except keep up the good work, Dan, and we'll talk to you all soon, and there is more fall telephone entertainment to come your way. Goodbye, everybody.
Hello. This is Lisa Beverly Hills, and I'd just like to make comment on the person who said to have a test tube baby or something. He said it's better to have a test tube baby be born out of a test tube instead of you going through the labor. Well, I hate to tell you, but I don't think that's possible because a test tube is about 3 centimeters wide and a newborn baby is about, I don't know, about 7 inches wide. And, I'm not saying this personally, but if you say that you just want to, well, some people should have a test tube baby. Well, some people want to enjoy it. So, you know, I don't think you should spoil out their fun, but it's up to them, so it's good that you keep telling them. Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Christy from Burbank, and I'd just like to say that I think Steel Face is great.
This is Dodger Dave. I'm back in Sherman Oaks after a bad little road trip over to Houston. Just thought I'd let you know, all you baseball fans, the Astros are out, the Reds are gone, the Dodger Blue will prevail. They will beat out any opponent in the near future. They will win the World Series, and I hope they beat the Yankees. I want them to play the Yankees. They will play the Yankees. They'll beat the Yankees. This is Dodger Dave. I'll be calling in with some more updates before the World Series happens. But I just thought I'd let you know my views. Thank you.
In response to David North Hollywood, she was saying that, forget it.
Yes, why don't you ever have any discussions on teenage gays? You know, there's a lot of teenage gay people, and, like, you'd be surprised how many there are in high school now. And you never really give us a chance to express our views and our outlooks on life. Could you bring that up sometime?
Ah, you think I'm fat?
No, I don't.
You said it. You said I'm fat.
Oh, Lucy, if you don't stop crying, I'm going over to the Mercer's.
Oh, that's not funny.
Well, I was just trying to make you laugh.
Ha, 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 ha. There, you satisfied?
Oh, my God. Well, come on, get it together. We're going to be late.
Late for what? Where are we going anyway?
Oh, you've forgotten already. We're at war with Anita.
Oh, that bitch.
Yes, that bitch.
I mean, Dougie, we have to make a stand. We can't be pushed around anymore. We're human beings, not freaks. We're individual human beings with individual sensitivities of our own. And we have to make a stand and unite. And we have to show people that we are serious.
But I can't go to war dressed like this. Besides, I want to go to the disco.
Oh, fuck it. Let's go to the disco.
Hi, kids.
Hey.
Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
Yeah, this is your new KRQ caller again. And you know that other thing you guys were talking about, that freaky phone? Well, somebody just told me that they got this, they got a different number now, too, and it's up in a 415 area code, and it's 653-7268, and it plays different 45-minute sex and bizarre and weirdness tapes from the ones that they play in L.A. that are so well neat on 9920999. Yeah, well, I called it up, and yeah, it really works. It's 415-653-7268. It's so neat, I think everybody ought to call it up.
This is Casey Arlita at about, let's see, what time is it, 1:30? I didn't know. Leaving a comment, someone is leaving a comment right now on the right track, and I will leave a comment on dual phase. Number one, to Dave Culver City. Much as, you know, I don't like to get into arguments, I'm going to argue with you about the Dolly Connection. I think it stinks, this idea that they have. The only reason you're saying you're agreeing with them is because you're over 18. And, which some people don't believe, but yes, it's true. Dave Culver City's 19. And, but a lot of the people under 18, in fact, most of them, disagree with it. Okay, it is true, a lot of people get on there and act like jerks. But then there are other people, such as myself and Dan when he was under 18, who got on the lines and act normally.
Normally?
Well, I don't know about Dan, but anyway, no, seriously. That's all I have to say. Goodbye.
Well, I don't know about Dan either.
Sad, Ed, you said I'm fat!
This is Kurt from Anaheim on a Monday morning at 4:30-something or other in the a.m. That's for all of you who don't care and don't want to know. I would like to talk about a raging subject of controversy which everyone has an opinion on, either pro or con. And that is, of course, daylight savings time. Now, I don't like daylight savings time. Aside from the fact that I don't care whether or not the light is saved, I don't care when it gets dark, you know, for obvious reasons. It screws up radio reception, if you think about it. It screws up shortwave reception because everything comes on an hour later, and stuff doesn't come in until later in the evening, and all the good stuff, like the BBC plays and stuff, are at 4:30 in the winter and 5:30 in the summer, and at 5:30 nothing comes in as good as it does at 4:30 in the winter. And if you understood that, you'll get a silver star. Stations from far away don't come in, and it's just terrible. I think it's a really dumb idea. I think that we should abolish daylight savings time and stay on standard time all the time, because, you know, aside from the fact that you get to fall back right before Halloween, and you get an extra hour of sleep, now you lose an hour in the spring, and of course you miss it for the whole summer. Your whole summer shot to hell because you lost 1 hour of sleep. And getting it back makes you feel better for the winter, but it's a kind of a temporary thing. So I'd like to see them abolish it, and I think the next thing I'd like to see them abolish is summer. I think we should have kind of cooler days all the time. I don't think that the beach people would like that too much, but I think winter most of the time would be much easier on our economy. You know, you wouldn't have to run your air conditioner so much and stuff like that. So this is Kurt from Anaheim saying, abolish daylight savings time. Turn down the sun. Goodbye.
The time has come to answer that question that has baffled mankind through the ages, namely, can the frog tap dance? The answer is, hit it! Happy feet, I've got those happy feet. Give them a low-down beat, and they begin dancing. Here it is. can't control my dancing heels to save my soul. Weary blue, can't get into my shoes because my shoes refuse to ever grow weary. I keep cheerful on an earful of music sweet because I've got half happy feet.
Well, if you've been wondering what's been going on here,
I'll tell you what's been going on. Dan, you made a wonderful tape this time.
I enjoyed it. Okay, let me explain. This is the first tape that I really have not ever made, except for the one that Brian did.
What?
This has been done totally by Paul Mack, the movie maker.
Hey,
let's all say goodbye.
Blame on me. This is terrible tape.
Very blues. Can't get into our shoes because our shoes refuse to ever go weary. We keep cheerful on an earful of music sweet because we've got
You know, on the show, that wasn't funny.
True, true.
But on a record, it doesn't even make sense.